Today we learn Simi Yud Aleph, which, as Cheshem Mishva goes, is a easier simin. It's sort of the law clerk's simin. Aaron Blinder is not down yet, so it's sort of the law clerk's simin. The rules of sending a summons, sending a hazmona to a Beis Din. And at least overall, it's relatively simple. Now, there are rules. There have to be rules for everything, or else Beis Din can't function. But it's not such a complicated thing. Now, it's interesting that we learned the rules of Hazmana from Parshas Korach. When Moshe Rabbeinu sent for Dasan Vaviram and they didn't come, so we learned the rules of Hazmana. Teresh Bapeh explains it from Teresh Bikstav. It would be very hard to figure it out, but that's from where we learn the basic rules. So let's see Sif Aleph. Ketza mazminin baldin lidin. How do you send a hazmana to a defendant, to the din? The plaintiff is the one who's mazmin, who sends out the Es Bezin for a summons, and the Bezin sends out a hazmana. Bezin sends out the shliach, and they set a date for the trial. They make up a day, whatever day. What? Well, here there was no mail service. Mail means to send, make a guy a shliach, really, right? Because that's what mail means. You tell a guy to be a shliach. So, presumably, the person's going to have to be neman that he went. If you send hazmona, it has to be someone who'll have a nemanis that he actually went. So it's going to have to be a Yehudi who's a gadol. Shulav yama mezuman aladin. Loiba, if he ignored the first hazmona, we send the second hazmana. Loiba, mizamin and I say pav shlishis. Loiba, happens occasionally. Hamtinulai kalayim. So you let him, maybe he's late. So you wait a whole day. Loiba, minadin I say. If he doesn't come, they put him in chayr lemachara say.
What's hazmon? So nowadays, usually you write a letter or something up into his hand or something.
Hazmana to put it in his hand. It's going to say, give it a shchein of
le ishtai. Does it have to be a paper, or is it also not?
Interesting question. I guess if you meet him, you could say it bepeh. The thing is this, without a paper, how does he know that you're not pulling his leg? So if you bring a piece of paper, I guess, it could also be forged, but usually, you could get a sense that it's real. Otherwise, how do you know it's real? You have to know somehow.
How do we know he received it?
That's why the shliach has to be a neman that he delivered.
Well, he's asking that nowadays you have certified mail. That's the sign.
That's a good question. I don't know. I didn't see it anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch. Is it good enough to send with certified mail? So you go prove the signature. I don't know. As he says, he stuck it in his mail slot. Is that good enough? I'm not sure. What? It's not proof. Okay. Yeah, if there was personal contact, then you could know. If he told the person, prove to me you're coming from a Beis Din, I guess that's a legitimate complaint. But so we're going to learn the three times doesn't say by Dasan Vaviram in the Chumash. It doesn't say there anything about three times. So the Gemara, when it says you need three times, there are two gersois in the Gemara. One Gemara is Hani Mili Sheini Matsi Bi'irai. He's not a person who's home. He travels a lot. He's a farmer, goes out to the farms. And according to that, if he's in the ear, so Shulchan Aruch will say in a minute, then you only have to send one hazmana. As long as he got an hazmana, he should respond. If he can't make it, he has to respond. If he wants to go to a different bezin, he has to respond, but he has to respond.
Is the idea of
three chazaka? Sort of. It's not the technical rule of chazaka, but it's the same idea. That three times is, when you matter neder, it says you say mutalach three times. So there it says on the side in the shach that three times shows that that it's not just a spontaneous response; it's a serious response.
Why don't you wait the first time?
What?
Why did you wait the whole day the first time?
Because there's no consequence to the first one. So in effect, you are waiting the whole day because you send one, he doesn't show up. And there's no consequence the first time, so you plan to send the second one. By the third one, where the consequence is menadinaisai, so then I suppose that's why they wait the whole day.
The shtir, one person is believed to tell the person that I gave it to him.
We're going
to
have that here in the Shulchan Aruch. Here, one is believed. So the Shulchan Aruch says you send three asmanis. B'madvar mamurim. Somebody, it sounds like someone who works out in the sticks, somebody who's not home a lot, he goes out to work in the fields. So then you need three times. A quick peek in Sma Gimel, Mishaya Bikfarim, Diklameima, Ashiyatsa Venichnis, Shema. If he's somebody who goes out, goes and comes, travels a lot, maybe that's why. Somebody is away for weeks at a time. Near a day, if you know he travels on trips for weeks, so you have to give him in a way that could accommodate his schedule. He said, this is a common sense of it, that it has to be set up that way. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, Avo, Mishu Matsi Be'ir. If you have a person, you know he comes home every night, so he's available. Ain Kaivel Leizman El Pamachas. You just give him one chance. If he didn't come the whole day, then he didn't respond. He doesn't have to come. He could say, I want to come a different day. I want to go to a different bezin. So that's good. Now you asked, what happens if he's a person who says, I don't go to bezin? You have to tell him to fry a yid. You know he's not going to bezin. So the Sivas Aleph in the Biurim in the Sivas, if he says I'm not interested in coming, if he's somebody who says I'm not interested in Bezdin, then we immediately benadin. We don't wait a whole day. Means that is, the Gemara has a shaila. If you say chazaka sushlichusay, let's say you send somebody to put erev tchumen, it's a sugi in erev taka. You send someone to put down an erev tchumen, and he didn't come back. You don't know if he did it or not. So the Gemara has a machlokes if you can rely without confirmation. Could you rely that he did what you sent him to do? Do we say shliach chazaka shliach sushlichusay or not? I assume it excludes teenagers for whom there's no chazaka shliach asur shlichusai. But the Gemara has a shaila. Gemara says that it's a suffix. And by the Rabbanon, if Tchum is a Rabbanon, so you can rely on chazaka asur shlichusai. So he's saying here, it's the Rabbanon, but he's saying that you can rely on chazaka asur shlichusai. Interesting shaila by selling chametz. If you could make a shliach to sell your chametz, that's their raisa. So how do you rely on shliach? The rav should have to get back to you and confirm that he stole your chametz. Otherwise, you actually have to destroy it. What? Mafkir Bittel. No, no, you know you own. You have chametz. You have chametz. You go to a rav. You make him your shliach to sell the chametz. If it's a deraisa, where's the shliach chazak shliach? If he didn't do it, so you have to destroy it. You have to destroy it before Pesach. You vade have chametz before Pesach. You know you have chametz. You have a closet full of schnapps, and it's erev Pesach. If he's told you need the shliach has to tell you he did it. So how do you why? What's your head to not destroy it? You mechayev to destroy it. What? You did bittel. All right. So it could be that the bittel. If you meant the bittel, if not, then I'm a batlet. It could be it's the bittel. Yeah. Well, he means it's like a safety valve that it can, if he didn't sell it, then the bittel should be chal. The ma'adim is ma'adim. He says that that's why the minig is to give money to the Rav. Because Shliach HaShchusa maybe didn't do it. But if you paid him to do it, it's Nishkaganev. So once you paid him to do it, it's Nishkaganev to do it. So then everyone would agree that, I guess the Chazaka, the Payal, did the work. What? Avart is Avart only if you pay. Okay. Right. It could be the correct Harris is talking a bit, that could very well be. I don't know. You're allowed to bribe someone to do you a favor. We do it all the time. There's a date. He says
there's a date. Is there a time?
Oh, a time on the day. Sure, there's a time, but we wait a whole day just if he doesn't show up. Presumably. He says if he didn't come, you wait a whole day anyway. So it seems that there's a time. Now, getting back to the Nesivis, Ubismas of Kut Yedalid, Chekashimashim of Chabat, Shevay, Shnei, Beidu, what does he say where a person doesn't want to come? Sorry. Okay, it says that by somebody who doesn't want to come to Beis Din, as you have a Friday Yid, you know he's for sure not coming to Beis Din. So do you have to bother with even one Hazmana? So the reason that's brought for having to go to Beis Din and not Arkais is because of Nibsa Mechara from Megadif in Teres Maisha. So therefore, you have to send the Hazmona just as the covering, and even though he's not going to come, but you have to send one Hazmona anyway. That's the meaning, they send one Hazmona, and he says he's not going to Beis Din. So then you move on.
Well, the Friday he doesn't know what you're talking about.
He's not coming. I mean, it's to explain to him what you are talking about. You're doing it not out to Friday. You're doing it out to yourself to show God's covered best and to show that that's of you and God.
Does the basis have to declare him a nidui, or he becomes a nidui right away?
So here it says that menadin Isai. Here's a Rambam. The Rambam says Chav Dalid people. He collects from Shas Chav Dalid people that are benidui. It sounds like from the Rambam. Somehow bad some. Getting back, we're up to the Ramah in Sif Aleph. Ramah Hagah. The Hagah says, "Holach habezel lebakei b'acher tzorach leilach achreihem." V'bloi holach minadin noisai. What do you say to that? You have a dayan, so he's been doing the Torah. Now he moved to the next city, so everybody has to go to the next city. Everybody has to go to the next city with him. Why can't they say, we never agreed to go to another city? It's a very difficult, difficult thing. In the Pisrei Tshuva Beis, Pischei Tshuva Beis. Halacha Bez Lebaka Bachar. I'm a Sefer Shemes Baretz. Rabin Chaviv. Roshana Lamed Aleph. Gemara Roshana says like this. The Mishnah says that when Edom come for Kiddush HaChodesh, Afilu Rosh Bezdin B'chol Makayim, Rosh Bezdin can be anywhere. Edom Yehoyle Chalul Lebaka Bavad. They have to go searching for him. They all went to the Makay Bavad, and the Rosh Bezdin has to find the Edom. He's got to come. That's in the Mishnah. So the Gemara starts. I think it's a Meimar in the Torah with Haim and Shanisa, I think it says, and she came to the Makay Bavad, but a Meimar was in a different place, and she refused to go. So he threatened her with Chayrim. So I think it's Rav Ashi, I make it the name wrong. Rav Ashi said, but it says in the Mishnah, "Ein ha'elcha l'makom avad." So why does she have to go after you? So he answered that how do you believe by Kiddush HaChodesh? Aval kan evet loiv alish malva. It's a loiv, but a loiv has to go to the malva wherever the malva is. That's what it says. So that's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So he says on that Gemara, looking down Pischei Tshuva Beis, Rishonah Daf Vav Beis, B'Dibra Basra Hi Itza, V'Zeh Rishonah. Miu, Din Zeh D'Chayv Aloi V'Lechas Echa Rosh Bezda B'Chom Ha'akayim, Lo Yeviyu Rabba V'Tor. The idea that you have to go chasing after someone, it's not in the Rabba, it's not in the Tor, it's not even in the Mechaber, it's a Rabba that sticks it in. So, Avu Mara Beis Yosef Eibiyah B'Simin Yer Aleph, Upaskei Bal Hamapa. Bal Hamapa means that God. I guess so. The Shulchan is the Beis Yosef, and the Mapa is the Mirav. V'lidir and the less Aladina. He says, is that true? Kivan Sheshmite Rabba Vator served the less Hilchasaka Meimar. Elikor Rav Ashi, the Hikshulai. Rav Ashi told him, Eina Elchalabaka Mablad. The Shah Dinim Shavu L'Kiddush HaChodesh. And he owes all Dinim are the same. You don't have to chase after him. You go to the Makom Avad, the Chemis Naver. Ech Ebsher, does it make sense? Im Holach Rish Bezel Yerecheres, Yelach Abadin Im Achrav. You can force Abadin. He agreed to do it in Tyre in New York. And the fellow moves to Chicago, so you have to go chase after him to Chicago? It doesn't make any sense. Besud, Lo Yadin Ishura, what's the Shear? How far away could he move? Chedira Kedasa Rabbe, De Bezel Chai Lelechas Achar Rish Bezel, Elo Bokem Avad. Now, it's a little hard. You have a Ramah, and you have a Pischei Tshuva that brings a Sefer, Seamus Lawrence, and that we're not familiar with, to go paskin like Sefer against the Ramah.
What does the Hagmara say?
Says, to come to a Bezdin. This Bezdin, as long as always from a particular Bezdin. So the question is, assuming he comes to the Bezdin, and the Rosh Bezdin moves, you have to chase after him. So now we're going to have that, usually you could say, I want someone, if you two of you are in the same city, you can insist on someone in your city. You don't have to go to another city. Evad Loiva Lish Malva is that the Loiva does have to go to the Malva's city, but that's by Loiva Malva. Not every Dintar is a Loiva and a Malva.
Does he have to respond or does he not have to respond?
He's supposed to respond, otherwise it sounds like a little bit. You respond and say, I want to go to a different Bezdin. Most 90% of the time when someone says Azmana, the person says, I want a different Bezdin. You're always suspicious. Look, if you have a Dittar with a Satma guy, he's going to send you Azmana from a Satma Bezdin. So you don't go to a Satma Bezdin. Respond, you can respond. Okay. We're both. It's probably both. It's probably it's both. Here at Taka, the Lashon is it's after the Azmana.
So wherever the Azmana from this way,
then
we'll have to answer to that.
The way the Aruch HaShulchan brings it, he says, Kosev HaRamah, he brings the Ramah, you have to go after him. And on that, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Tumua Mitzad HaSvara. Makes sense, you have to go to a different city. Virali, Dainzin Zerak, if Zesha Hisrubai, if the person that they're being Mazmin, Ene Mimakam Zer, He's not from the city in the first place. Shadaya darba. El misvivais v'kaimai. Sholach adayin l'makam acher. And he goes to another place. He's traveling anyway. Ein loy lahamusra richuk makim. It means that the musra doesn't have any greater distance to travel. Azvadechel l'makam shadayin sham. Kiva and Shayla and Murichuk Makam. The Chemash of Makar Adim, that's Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph. Hay Yitza Azmar Ale Narda. The Lashon Gemara is, they were Mazamim to come to Narda. He lies in Misham. It sounds like she wasn't from there. Dumya Dei Deiria Salavana is comparing it today to who saw the moon. They're also traveling to a different city. When you're traveling to a different city, that's what it's talking about. But if you're the first city, in the same city in the first place, he's saying that Ramon never meant it. He never meant that if you're from this city and you agree on a Bezdin in this city and then the Bezdin moves, that they can force you to follow the Bezdin. He says the whole Sugya the Gemara is talking about traveling. So the Eidus HaChaydesh, which involves traveling from wherever you live to the place that you go. He says it's a very geshmaka uptight. It's not just a pischichu against the Ramah, but he's saying it in the Ramah itself as well.
Yeah, right?
Okay, Pesach is the same. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ashliach Bezdin Neman Loimar. Now here's the Chiddush. The Shliach Bezdin is Eid Echad. The Shliach Bezdin is Neman to say he. And I pronounce that word. He kindly. He was makel with me. Hiklani or Hikla Hadayin. I think it means that it was like he embarrassed him. He was Hikalani. So. So he can say a language he's never to say. In other words, I brought him down Zmana, he spit in my face, so he was mevazim me. Or Le'rotzalavi LeBezdin, he told me I'm not coming to Bezdin. This is what we get from, if he said Beferish, I'm not going to Bezdin. So Mishamtin, I say Alpiv. And Erechad is Demon. So it's a chiddush here that an Erechad is Demon. We mentioned it once before in Simon Ches. That even though Eid Echad is typically not Neman, but he's Neman, that Bezdin should believe him. Aval ein kaisel psicha shel shamta at shiav yishtav yeidu. But to write a ksav shamta, which is more official, you need two shenin the lavai. Ve yishli apezach chay b'amiris devar mishum loshen hara.
Really, it's similar. What's that? Nowadays, it's just thing
in theory, we do nidoy. Our experience is that nidoy backfires, so we don't do nidoy. You do nidoy, right back. So what do you get?
It's there
a shamta is a lashon. Misa shamta is a lashon. That's what it says here. This is shamta. It's a stronger lashon. The mechaber ends. Ein shliach bez lechayiv pabiras hadvarim mishum lashon hara. So how do you understand? Ain't she a bezachayim b'shul lashon hara? Why is it not lashon hara? I would think as tayelus. So what's a big chiddush? Tayelus is always mutter. It's a very difficult gemara. The gemara says that the gemara says like this. There's a gemara. I think it's a Makis in two places in Shas. And Eidecha came to say Eidus. That Pliny is a ganav, he's not a Neman aid. So they gave Tuvia Ingin. They gave Tuvia Chatev, the Ingin man. So Ingin was the guy who came. So he came to Bezdin, he says about this one guy. So Bezdin gave him Malchus. Why they gave him Malchus? They said, Tuvia Chatev, I get Malchus. So he said, you're an Eid Echad, why are you coming to Bezdin? Now, if he thinks there might be two Eidim, he could come. But something he saw by himself. So what right does he have? To go and say this is Bezdin. So he's an Eid Echad, he's not Neman. Here it's saying that a Shliach Bezdin is different. A Shliach Bezdin is Neman even though he's an Eid Echad. What's the Bira Dover? So it's a little complicated. What it says, the Gemara is Klar Mashma, it's a special din in a Shliach Bezdin. That he's Eid Echad, he's Neman. The Meshiv David in Siv in Chemet Beis Tshuva Aleph writes that it's a unique nemanis. When somebody is given a srara, someone's given a job of srara to do something, So included in that job is the nevan is that he's going to be nevan on the thing that he's doing. He has there a similarity. He says if a rabbi masher says he caught treifus in an establishment, so he said ein echad. What nevan does he have? He says if they agree that he's going to give a hechsher, they're empowering him. I'll say ein echad that he has a nevanis. Now he has a shaila, the Beis Shem Tovar. Well, he got a rabbi masher, an ordinary guy. He walked down the street, and it's Shabbos afternoon, and you see workers going into the restaurant. Could you make a mistake? Well, let's say, argument's sake, you know for sure that they're cooking on, they're cooking. We've had it where workers came tequila quietly, you know, they don't want to get in trouble. I'll tell you the truth, my father, when he came here, I told you my father on the boat learned how to bake. So he landed here. So we didn't find the boy with the yarmulke that knows how to bake. He came here, he was 21, 22. So he landed a job with a bakery. A bakery, it still exists. So he was in the bakery. And on the challis, the Shabbos challis, to make it shine, they put milk powder. They're putting milk, 1948. In Brooklyn, they're putting milk powder to make it shine. He said, "Why all the challis that people eat in the Shabbos? So that's all milachiks, all milachiks." So he went to Rabbi Shabik. He said, "What should I do?" He said, "Keep your mouth shut. You just got off the boat, and you're coming, and they're wealthy people, powerful people. They're gonna drive you around." He said, "You can't keep on working there." But from that day on, my father would never allow us to buy challah from a bakery that sells cheese vanishes, anything melachim. He always bought, what's the name of the bakery on 16th Avenue with the dry water challahs. Gross is challah. They don't have any melachim. In his bakery, he would never allow melachim at all in the place. He had this thing, it was like a traumatic event of his youth. He's a yachid. So Vic said, "Don't tell him about it." What right does he have to tell people? Right, he's an Ein Echad. What nevanos does he have? So the Beis Shem Tovar in the Tshuva, he says, what about a Yochid? He's not a Rabbi Masher. He's a Yochid, and he knows. Is he allowed to tell people? So he says that to tell individuals to who you're a Neman Olav Kebei Trey, there's such an expression in the Gemara. Somebody knows you well, and he'll trust you. He writes that you're allowed to tell him. You can't hang up signs in the street you're nevanos. But somebody who's Neman Olav Kebei Trey, he says even a Yochid's allowed to tell, and they'll be Pirish. That's it. You're not going to fix the world.
What's the logic that Rav said that? It's a double
tomorrow. Well, one logic is he's not Neman anyway. He's going to get Malchus for saying it.
He's not Neman.
Neman doesn't apply there? No, is only if the Baal, only the one who owns it. Or if it's biyada, the sheikh b'shashchita, the sheikh the next day when the meat is not biyada anymore, it's not nemun to say yes to the shechita was bad. It has to be biyada. We learn it out of either isha's nemenes and abdikas, which is sort of the baldavar, or a svara that a woman cooks in her house and then she has nemunis. So it's only on the person who either owns it, eidachad misurin, or if it's biyada, you have someone then he's nemun. So
here also the reason why there's no chayim b'loshon hara is because here it's safely as goddess. We're going to know in the end if he's coming or not. So there's really no value of what.
No, the guy could deny anybody ever came to me. And not only that,
he's saying
he was mavazami.
Yeah.
If a person doesn't come, you said three. If he says he was mavazami, you put him in nidi right away. It's not safely as goddess if he was mavazim, unless they happen to be witnesses there b'shas nice, in which case you have witnesses. But
it's after minute for the three or one.
Yeah, he's saying yeah, even after the one.
Is the Yifakim is the aid of Kol Rafa? This is why he's Torah. Somebody should look into it. I'm coming to testify that. Somebody should look into why I saw this.
He's not an aid.
He's not an aid. There's no that money.
Say, don't believe me. Just check it. Check it out.
Maybe.
I don't know. They probably would have stopped at least for a week or two.
Okay.
I'll just tell you. I only know this from my father. He's in Echad. But
the
what?
If
had a similar story.
Okay, what?
Scheinberg, and so we had the same situation.
Yeah.
Worked for a big company in Israel that they were doing color straw.
Yeah.
And when they came onto the factory, it was already stamped before the production, color straw.
Yeah.
So it was, the whole production was like a fake thing because.
The boxes are always pre-stamped.
No, but everything was in the box already. Okay. Once we're finished, we're going to call them that. He can't work anymore there, but he shouldn't say anything.
He'll cessation, he shouldn't say.
Why did Rav Big say wealthy people? He should have said, you're not having on their months.
This is what my father said. They're going to drive you in their errand. He's going to. You just got off the boat, and they're strong, powerful people. I don't know. Why didn't you just say you have no nemanis? I don't know. What? In 1948? Okay, maybe. Okay, so the shaila of why lashon hara here? So the nitziv says that a person has and their mind is bad. So I'll still lashon hara. Now there's a kasha that a number of mefarshim ask on this din, and that is that there's a halacha that the Magen Avraham brings in Kufnun Vav that. The Rabbeinu Yair brings in a Shari Tshuva. It comes from some Brisa, Sifri. I don't mean to belittle some Brisa. I just mean it's not a Gemara. Maybe, it's Yerushalmi in the first Parakapeya. It says, there's no Issa Lashon Hara Abali Machlaikis. That's what the Magen Avraham brings in Kufnun Vav. There's no Issa Lashon Hara Abali Machlaikis. There's a Chachma Shloima. We don't often learn the Chachma Shloima on the page. But back it's printed in Simon Ches. The Chachma Shloima there asks that Lefidas Hagos Maimini Huva B'Magen Avram Simi Kufton Vav Mutal Sapa Lashon Hara Abali Machlaikis V'Yalath Lam Diksiv. You know where this pasuk is? Avani Ova Yacharecha U Matzasi Es Devarecha. That's by Nasan Anavi, Hashem is going to go to David, and Nasan Anavi says, "Anavi, Aviyachrecha, Kain Ein Lachal Bali Machlaki." I said, "Nasan Aviram, Shor Bali Machlakis Bechol Yanim, Kamayshisa Bemedrushim Gemara, Lachemutah Sapar Aleim Lashon Hara." So the fact that Eirechod was Neman, that to say that he went to Nasan Aviram, and they said Lo Yelech, that they're not going. So what's that araya? Minayin Lanu L'Shar Anoshim Sheina Bali Machlakis. Shemutu Sapra Alei Mashiach Bez Loshon Hara, but Sarachim Bezet. And Valdi Akasha. If you hold Loshon Hara as Mutter for Abali Machlaikis across the board, so why is it a Raya? We learn everything from Dasav Avira. So they sent to Shliya Bez, Dasav Avira to come, and they said, Lo Yelech, we're not going. So we learn from the Enei Echad Ezdema to say, so Frek the Chachma Shleimi asks, and in the Hagoyes Chassam Sefer, on the side of the page of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim, with the Magen Avraham, the same Kasha, that they were Bali Machlaikis. If Lashon Hara is meant to Bali Machlaikis anyway, so what? How can you learn from there? And that's the Kasha they ask. So the Malay Arayim back in the Gemara, Malay Katan, where this Gemara is also is the Kasha. It always is this Kasha. They all say Tzarachim. So where do you look? Chafetz Chaim. So in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, who, I don't know if it's nice to say this, but always seems to find the chumrah in every sugi of Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim says, this is in the Ber Maim Chaim, in Perches, Ber Maim Chaim Yud Zayin. He says that the heter to say Lashon Hara on Balei Machlaikis is only Lahashke Toriv. In order to quiet down the machlaikas. How exactly Lashon Hara is going to quiet it down, I don't know, but it means to start to make an effort, you go and tell somebody, you know, they're fighting with you, they're going to make trouble for you, and to try to calm down the situation. So, by Dasa Vavira, there was no Lahashkar Ariv, the Riv wasn't going to quiet down. So that's why there's no Heter about the machlaikas. Mishnah Chavetz Chaim says. So what the Chavetz Chaim says, he takes away the whole heter. I think there's some place in the Beis Shem Davar where he brings the Chafetz Chaim and he disagrees. And he says the Tziv has two letters in the Meshav Dava to the Chafetz Chaim, the first two letters, and I think there may be more later. But he disagrees. He says, Rabbeinu Yonah just says you're allowed to say Lashon Hara about the Machlokes, period. He doesn't. It doesn't mean Seil Shara about other things. It means about the sugya of the Machlokes that you're allowed to say.
The Ramon has a tshuva. Two cities were fighting with each other. And city one came to Ramon and asked, if we put out propaganda against city two, we can be the, get rid of the Machlokes. And Ramon said, go ahead.
Ramon said, go ahead?
Yes. Put out the propaganda to stop the Machlokes.
To stop the Machlokes.
Yes, and he has a whole...
So that fits with Chafetz Chaim, Hashgir Ariv. That is what, okay. For usually to nowadays when you put out it just gets usually it just gets worse, but okay. The cash on all this is Lashon Hara L'Tayelus is mutar anyway. Well, what's this whole business that the Chafetz Chaim says that's your Lashon Hara L'Hashkid Ariv L'Tayelus, you're allowed to say, always allowed to say Lashon Hara. Maybe that's the terrace, maybe. I mean, because the kasha shtaka kasha, it's mutar l'tayala, so of course he could tell the bezdin that they're mevazi you. Well, what's a shayla? It's a dava pella. Unless, you know, Rechmiel is saying, the hardest thing in Hilchas Lashon Hara, in Lashon Hara l'tayalas, by Lashon Hara l'tayalas, the Chafetz Chaim has 9 conditions. Most of them are not difficult conditions. But one condition he says, you only allowed to say Lashon Hara L'Tayelus if you don't have sin of Belibai against the other person. You don't have sin of Belibai. It's a very difficult thing. You have someone who worked for you, and he stole from you. He stole you, caught him stealing from you. Now, someone calls you information. He applied to be cashier in my grocery. So he's calling you for information. So you want to tell him, don't let him be cashier, that's for sure not. Maybe the stock room. But cashier, the guy's a ganiv. Chafetz Chaim says, no. You have sin of Levi, you're not going to do it, right? You hate the guy. The guy made trouble for you. So you're not going to say,
you can't work for me.
What? You can't work for me. So people call me, they ask me the question, what am I supposed to tell them? You could be
sued.
What does sued mean?
The
bezdin, you didn't do anything. For withholding information, you're not chayim mamon. You're not chayim mamon. If the halach is, I'm not going to tell you. So what's the yetzer? People call me. I say, you can't say it. So what's the yetzer? I can't let him hire him. So I say, Chafetz Chaim is an easy yetzer. What does he say? Yeshev. The Yasir Hasina Malibai. That's right. Take a seat. Calm down. Yasir Hasina Malibai. He says, what happens if that's not happening? That's not happening. So over the years, I developed an alternative answer. I tell him, do you know someone else? Was there a Rav involved? Was there someone else? He says, yeah, there's somebody else. So I say, when the guy calls information, tell him, just refer him to the other person. Now the person does have sin of Levi. Let's say they went to a Rav or it's a customer that caught it or whatever it is. So I tell him, just tell him that this person knows information, go to him. So you're not saying Lashon Hara. And that person is allowed to say L'Tayelus. So if there's another person, it's an Eitzah. Otherwise, it's not an Eitzah. So it could be that's why over here you need a Heter. Because even if you have sin of Levi, and the guy, the Shleah Bezdin brings it, he spits in his face, he has sin of Levi. So here it's saying that Afal Pi Kein, there's no din Lashon Hara on the person who gives the information. That's what it seems to be. That seems to be the Pael Yaitzeh.
So when
one
is back on the Levish,
the Gemara says, Daiga Belevish, if some Yahat, you should tell other people. So when the daiga is not Lashon Hara, someone's sick, Rechman al-Islam, so that's easy, it's not Lashon Hara. What about saying Lashon Hara just to get it out of off your heart and you'll feel better? So the Chafetz Chaim has a Haggah in which he's misupik about it. It's clear from his Lashon that he's not the Lakula. Any psychologist relies on that. Somebody who treats people for trauma or for experiences is being Samech on the Chafetz Chaim. He says it's the Teyeles. If a person has to say it, sort of to let it out, you have to not be makabel that is vadai, just because someone says it. Chayyim lemechesh by me boy. You know, the same thing. Sometimes a wife just has to tell her husband. It's very difficult. What? So if you're mechavel l'tayelis, it's mutter. But if you have sin of belibai, then it's not mutter. But if l'tayelis a mitzvah, v'yisavon al dam reyecha, includes mamin. You're supposed to be giving the information. So
usually when you know
someone did
something so wrong, there is some sin that
accumulates. It's hard. There's a very big difference. Is something wrong to you, or is something wrong to someone else? It's
when you know a person who's not, if this is a belief, it's
a problem. Shach Aleph. Shach Aleph, you say a basic question about the form of a summons to Beis Din. Kesem is davenes. The kasem Rashal perakamim the bavakamim mem gimel pasak harash b'kavi shein shal Beis Din tavalecha very moment. If you tevei someone money, vanitva aimer he vili has money b'makim shein shal Beis Din. Says don't just tell me go to Beis Din. Send me a Beis Din has money. The tavalecha very moment. I'm sorry. The third line, Malkim Sheish HaBezin, Ozeh Lechem, then I'll go with you. Yechayu B'nei Yiran, L'kvoi Elayz Man, Ayasek Chaldov L'fneyam, Akeb Etzasi. The city doesn't have a Bezdin, so I don't know, the B'nei Yiran, the Chashuvim could set up, even though there's no Bezdin Kavua. And that's not the hard part. The next one. B'sefer Be'er Sheva, Daf Kuf Yod Aleph Amin Aleph Pasak, B'ru'uvein She'teveh L'Shimin, She'yivar Imay Dayanim. Ruvein says to Shimon, to go to Beis Din. Shimon Meishim. So Shimon answers, Lo yekades ladin imach, im lo yitagin li mitchila, amat teretzala danimi. He says, what do you mean you say v'yazmanet to Beis Din? Tell me what it's about. What's your tevia to me? So I don't want to start until you tell me, Reuven interrates to legalis lo yefin tviyasai. And Reuven doesn't want to give him a heads up ahead of time. He wants to appear with him in Beis Din. He shouldn't be able to prepare a lie. He's saying, I don't want you to prepare an answer. Who's right? Could you demand that he tell you what it's about or not? So you have here machlekes, the Be'er Sheva and the Shach. The Be'er Sheva says, Hadinim Ruvein, that you don't have to tell. Mayuhu the Perecheskes Abatim. Gemara says, Av Inish, the Loi Begalatanosai, Chus Lebezn. The Derech is, you don't want to reveal your strategy to the person you're against until you get to Beis Din. Gedolim is that pasuk harash. Pekshus ayanim ain't on the sach levar tainosav elam ken yiru lebeis din sheyesh ramos akadavarav. He doesn't even have to explain how he knows it unless Beis Din suspects that it's a ramos. So Be'er Sheva says you don't have to tell him. On that the Shach says ain't devarav the chaynim beinai. The loy dami leperches sabat lamed alf hasav rabinan hechad dishtoi mili avroi. There the Gemara says if you're schmoozing in the street, v'loy tarn v'as lebez de v'tarn the chayz v'tayin means like this. Sometimes you want to catch somebody. You have a din Torah with somebody. And you know he's going to say you owe him money. So what you do is you meet him in the street, you schmooze with him, and you have two people either hiding nearby or standing nearby, they overhear what he says. And then you want to come to Beis Din, and you tell Beis Din, he's lying, I can prove it to you. He told me in the street, I don't owe him anything, and I have two witnesses to prove it. So that's not admissible in Beis Din, because Mark, she says more than one reason. Gemara says one reason he could say that, I just didn't want to argue with you in the street, I don't want to get into an argument with you. Or because of an Inish loy magalat tanase, I don't want to be magalat by tainus with the best. So the Shach says that's nothing to do with this. There, a person doesn't want to be magalat stabazay in the street. He can say bishato yisibach. I was just playing around with you. So he says, the Shah says he's wrong. My Tabidov is like, I'll tell us, I'll be Dina. Climate, but he had it for libel, I would see the Galas Tanasi before Necha and Ledin. So therefore he says that doesn't mean Bezdin. Chirad the cause of Rosh was Adiyanim. How do we should keep it Shatay and Shaparai, Kagavna? And he says, Levar, Heich Parai, Bebe Parai. You have to tell what it's about. You don't have to reveal how you have proof that you paid. Why? Tell me a taina. Maybe I'll give it to you right away. Why do I have to go to Bezdin? So I have here machleik is the Be'er Sheva and the Shach. The Be'er Sheva says you don't have to be Megala Tanasai. And the Shach says you don't have to be gal the pratim of your taina. Pabepara, if you say you paid, when you paid, where you paid. But what it's about, he says that you do have to be megala. That's the machloikis here, the Be'er Sheva and the Shach. I think there's a Pisri Tshuva on this. In the Pisri Tshuva Dalit, how do we paskin? So Pisrei Tshuva Dalid, that's the second column, four lines at the bottom. Mishikibel Lav Ayber Hetiv, who breathes the Machalik Zibir Sheva and the Shach. Vashkoza Be'inyin, Ima Tevei Nereitz Legal Fefin Tviyasai. And his discussion of whether you have to reveal. Ayim is Ebitshu Shus Yaakov, Shekhasan, Shein Divri Hashach Mukhrochim. The Shach who said you have to tell the basic what it's about is not Mukhroch. What's a big deal? He's saying, maybe I won't have to go to Bezdin. Big deal, so go to Bezdin. And if you say I'm Maida, you'll be Maida. And Shalom Yisrael. So he brings Achraidim that are that a machria like the Be'er Sheva against the Shach, that you don't have to. In the Nikras Maisha, in the second Chesha Mishpat, Simin Vav, it seems that when the Igor Rabbanim set up their Bati Dinim, Rav Moshe wrote their ground rules for Dinei Torah. Every Bezdin has a list of basic rules for Dinei Torah. So someone asked Rav Moshe why he wrote this is Rav Mordechai Tversky said Basha Kostafta Bahadrachal Agudas Rabbanim quote Ksheecha Teveas Chaveru LeBezdin Eina Tevea Mechuyev LaHagid LaNitva Prote Advarim Mashu Tevea. So he said, Rav Moshe said, you don't have to say what it's about, the protim that it's about. So he asked, is your kavana l'shitzas HaBe'er Sheva? Or do you somehow hold the Shitzah Be'er Sheva so you don't have to reveal? Or the Shitzah Sashach? Or do you mean the Shach that, I guess he means, you have to tell the Rosh Prakim without the Pratim? So what do you mean in your letter? So the Shach answers, Rav Moshe explains as follows. He says, we learned the Shach wrong. We made a mistake in the Shach. He says, Bad Sam, we pass like the Shach against the Be'er Sheva. He says, what are the Be'er Sheva and Shach talking about? A Yachid tells someone, I want to go with you to Bezdin. Let's find a Bezdin. So there the Shach says, Hikataina, maybe I'll be minded to you. Don't drain me a cup. Tell me what it's about. So that the Shach is right. He says, that's when individuals tell other individuals, I want to go to Bezdin. But when the Bezdin sends a hazmana, the assumption is that he asked him. He told him, I lent money to Pliny. So Bezdin is going to tell him, did you ask him to pay you? He said, no, I didn't ask him. So go ask him before you send the hazmana to Bezdin. What are you going to Bezdin right away? He says, when you go to a Bezdin, they know what they're doing. They're going to, like, run interference for you ahead of time. They're going to tell you ahead of time, if this is something that he might be minded, go to him first before you come to us. So he says, if you medayik in the Be'er Sheva's lashon, the shachar talking when a yachid tells a yachid, let's go to Be'er Zdin, and that's the case we're talking about, and therefore that he says it's achinami. If somehow you would be aware that that the person might be ma'ida, so give, might not want to schlep to Be'er Zdin, then it's good. That's good. That's very good. That's what you should do. But that Bezna has to write the reason for the Hazmana that he's saying. Saying
he don't provide him because he knows
what?
He don't provide him because he knows
what. The Bezna knows.
No, but they don't provide it because the assumption is that the person knows it. So then what am I?
No, because they established that. He's saying they asked the Teveya, were you Teveya or not?
So why can't they?
What? Says no reason. What? There's no reason to write it. It's a.
Okay.
Is
it
confidential or not?
Nobody's going to look like a fool. No one has already a different entire in his Mazarin to the entire. Shaila, a couple of Shailas in Rabbi Yosha's forum, he sat on a Bezda for many years. He has a Shaila, are you allowed to send Hazmana to court in order to pressure him to go to Beis Din? Because you really don't want to go to court, but you want to send him a summons. You can send him to Beis Din, he's going to fife it on, he's going to ignore it. So you want to show him you're serious. So you want to send the summons to court just to scare him in order to get him to do it. It's an interesting thing. There's a similar shaila by Ribbis. You lend someone money and you would never take Ribbis from him. But the shaila is, could I put Ribbis in the contract because he owes money to 10 people? I wanted to pay me first. So my contract said, I'm never going to take Ribbis from him. I would never take a penny from him. But I want to put Ribbis in the contract so that it'll incentivize him to pay me first. Once he pays me, make Karen. I'm not going to take the Ribbis. That's shaila for Ribbis. And by Ribbis, it's a loisa simon, that you're not allowed to place Ribbis. To set something that you don't plan to collect, even you do your megala front of two edim that you don't plan to collect. So it's a machlek is the bach and the shari mishpat. The chaluki day is there. If you somehow commit not to collect, whether you're allowed to do it to scare him. Rabbi Yosef has the shaila. Well, it does avoid the carrot. The Rabbi Yosef has the shaila about doing it in Beis Din. Rabbi Yosef's sak is that the going terakois is aser atz mechara from a gadif the teres meisha. It's not on the psak din that you get end up stealing. It's on the mechara from a gadif. See, he says that the sending by itself is something that's aser. Second shaila, if someone takes you to court, you tell him I want to go to Beis Din. He refuses, he takes you to court. So, and he loses in court. What does he do the next day? He says, you also want it to Beis Din. He lost in court, he says, you also want it to Beis Din. So, the question is whether a person is mechuyev to go, and the psak is that he's not mechuyev to go to Beis Din. And it's actually later in Simcha Vav, Yeshayim Niskakin, Yeshayim Eina Niskakin, Valak Shita Rishayna, that you're not Niskakin. I once had a ma'isa with someone in the shul. I could tell you with Simcha Friedman. He was, somebody from here took him to court. He said he wants to go to Beis Din, and they took him to court. He saw he was losing in court. So before the court gave out its judgment, he sent Hazmana. Simcha had sent him Hazmana earlier. He sent Simcha Hazmana. Simcha comes to me. He says, I'm going to go with this guy to a Beis Din. I know what I'm doing. And start with tying him and everything. So I told Simcha what to respond. I told him to respond. There's a Divrei Chaim. Divrei Chaim writes in the Tshuva that even if the court didn't give out its ruling, but it's already dicker, hechara hadin noita, which is this case, that you really can't go to Beis Din. But Rebbe Chaim writes, if someone takes you to court, you're entitled to reimbursement for your legal fees. If you send them as money, you say, I want to go to, if you don't say you want to go to Bezdin, you both go to court. There's no legal fees. But if you say you want to go to Bezdin, he insists on going to court. So that's garmi. It's a vadai. Your vadai going to cost you money. You're entitled to reimbursement. So what we did is we wrote that he's asking him to go to the Bezdin, but he wants to be down first on reimbursement for his legal fees. And after that, he'll be down on the underlying shaila. That was the tack that he took with the Bezdin, and the Bezdin accepted it. And the other guy didn't go. He didn't go to
the... If the Bezdin would pass a dip in the court, he has to reimburse him. If he got a higher settlement in court than we get in Bezdin, it's exactly the same.
Excuse me, that's true. So that's true. The halacha is, even if someone takes you to court and you get money, you're not allowed to take money you're not entitled to. Money you're not entitled to, you're not allowed to take. Now, you don't have to go to Bezdin where you may lose what the fiyot taina you're entitled to. Sometimes the court believes a Yehudi or believes a Isha, but you know it's true, so you're entitled to it. So if he takes you to court, you can keep what you have. But you can't take money that you're not entitled to RP Din, which includes the interest that accrues. But you don't have to go to reopen the case. You go to a Bezdin to be done on the extra amount. But the fact that they trusted a woman or any Yehudi, so that I don't want to.
Bezdin accept the case to begin with.
What?
You already went to a secular court.
Right. So that's what we're saying. Hey, this cocking. You're right. When we say don't have to go, it means the Bezdin doesn't. You tell the Bezdin that we have a court. Okay, we'll finish the simon next week. Next week's my last week, Yitzhak Shem, until after the summer. Okay.